We all long for the peace a saint's blessing can bring. But sometimes a saint challenges us in ways we don't expect. Padre Pio did this for a reason, and today I want to share what that means. Stay tuned to hear the insights.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today I have prepared for you two short stories that emphasize how following Padre Pio was not always easy. It involved suffering, humiliation, and complete trust in his guidance. These stories reveal something that many people overlook, that being close to a saint often means being purified by fire. Our first story begins with a moment of public humiliation. A young woman is rejected by Padre Pio at the confessional, and not quietly either. Listen to this. A violent slam of the confessional door echoed through the church in San Giovanni Rotondo. A young girl stumbled out, her face covered with tears. She circled the confessional, came face to face with Padre Pio, and desperately pleaded with him to hear her confession. But Padre Pio responded firmly, "Go away, get out of here, I have no time for you." She burst into sobs. Her heart seemed to leap out of her chest. A heavy silence fell over the church as all eyes fixed on her. Meanwhile, Padre Pio simply returned to hearing confessions as if nothing had happened. Another priest, responsible for helping maintain order in the church, gently approached the girl. "Calm yourself, don't be afraid," he told her. He then led her to a quiet corner in the church and spoke to her for a while. Eventually, she was comforted and kissed the priest's hand before leaving. A bystander, disturbed by what had just happened, asked the priest, "Why is Padre Pio so harsh with certain people?" The priest replied, "Padre Pio reads souls. He dismisses those who are not properly prepared." The man pressed on, "But what if they never come back?" "A good doctor is not afraid to use a scalpel," replied the priest. Padre Pio would not turn someone away if he didn't know they would return, because to cleanse the heart, a rain of tears is necessary. "And that girl?" the man asked. "Don't worry, she probably came out of curiosity. Many women come out of curiosity. They don't want confession, they just want to see him. But that's not a true confession. In 2 or 3 days, she'll come back truly prepared. Do you think Padre Pio doesn't pray for her? But grace must do its work." End of our first story. Isn't that a powerful reminder for us too? How often do we approach the confessional distracted or half-hearted? Padre Pio reminds us that true repentance requires honesty and readiness. His harshness wasn't rejection, it was an invitation. Come back when you really mean it. Speaking of invitations, I invite you to join our Protected Child of Padre Pio program. It's a way for you to take spiritual action in your own life. By joining, you invite this great saint's powerful intercession into your life through our apostolate. His mission is to comfort troubled hearts, and by becoming part of this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll receive spiritual benefits such as regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to Padre Pio's legacy, and a community united in prayer. You'll also receive meaningful gifts, like a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources, all reminders of his presence in your life. Padre Pio continues to lead souls to God. Will you take the next step and invite his grace and guidance into your life? Simply click the link to the join page in the description below to set up your monthly gift and experience his powerful intercession firsthand. Now, our second story comes from someone much closer to Padre Pio, one of his spiritual daughters, Filomena Fini, a young widow from San Giovanni Rotondo. She shared, "To follow Padre Pio was to suffer greatly. His trials, his reprimands, his unique way of treating each soul, all of it shattered the heart with pain. One needed great faith to trust that his actions were just." She recalled a day when, after enduring a particularly painful trial, she asked him, "Father, does the spiritual life really have to hurt so much?" Padre Pio answered, "The spiritual life means to agonize." Filomena protested, "But I don't want to agonize." At that, she said, the good padre softened his severity toward her, adjusting the way he guided her. She reflected, "It's wonderful to be near a saint, but how much one suffers." Another of his spiritual daughters, Vittorina Ventrella, added this reflection, "Sometimes one of us would become distressed at not progressing as easily as the others. Padre Pio would then say, 'Some reach paradise by train, others by cart, and others still on foot. But those who go on foot, they earn greater merit and a higher place of glory in heaven.'" In conclusion, Padre Pio never flattered anyone. He loved each soul too much to leave them as they were. And if you ever feel you're progressing slowly, take heart. Perhaps God is leading you to greater glory. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.